You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was The Dweezil Show, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, Saturday night is a feeling we know here on WMFO. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you for the next 2 hours and then no longer. This is my last program of Classic Rock Mine here on WMFO. I've been on the air for 12 years here. I've enjoyed every minute of it, but I need to step away from the mic. And I wanted to thank everybody for listening. Tonight I will be playing some of my favorite obscure classic rock songs that I've discovered over the 12 years. If you're a regular listener, you may know some of these. If you're not a regular listener, I'm sure you will like it because the stuff I play is just as good, if not better, than what commercial radio brings you for classic rock. There's such a small playlist on commercial radio, especially with classic rock. You hear the same songs by the same bands. You never hear. Nobody ever turns the record over to listen to other tracks by the artist. And that is what I'm about. I will play you things by artists that you know, songs that you don't know. I will play lots of artists that you don't know, but all of whom work within the classic rock genre. That's it. I've been doing it for 12 years. I've enjoyed it. I'm going to do it for 2 more hours, and I'll continue to do it on my Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine on Facebook. Got to plug the Facebook page. Phil is nodding in agreement. Do you want to get on mic for a sec?
Sure.
Sure. What is that? That is 4?
Yes.
Excellent. You are wired, my friend.
Yes. When you announced it to you gave Belinda and myself.
Yeah, I gave you guys a heads up.
Like a couple weeks' notice.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah, crap. Ah, crap.
Yeah, it was a tough decision, but it's the right decision.
But I will say this on the air now.
Yes.
I do encourage you to do a podcast. You can just link it to the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page.
Cool.
I see your trusty MacBook.
Yeah,
over
MacBook
here.
Is here.
You could put together a podcast with this stuff, and it should totally happen because there's a void if you permanently go away.
I will not permanently go away.
Popping up here and there on WMFO is great, but there needs to be more.
All right, fair enough. I consider that a challenge that I will rise to meet.
Yes. Cool. But yeah, I would help out on that podcast however I can.
Oh, good.
I'm really digging podcasts these days.
Cool.
I mean, maybe not music oriented yet.
Right.
But I mean, definitely personality based and
cool.
You know, I just podcast is definitely the 21st century thing to do. So
there you go. And for a couple of older guys like us, we've got to stay current.
Yes. It's sad because I work with people that are young enough to be my kids.
Oh yeah.
Though people don't think that when they see me, but it happens that way.
Yeah. Well, you don't do this for more than a decade without reaching a certain age.
True.
You know?
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
Anyway, I've got all kinds of music to cram down people's earways tonight. All kinds of people. I'm not even going to go through the names of the bands. Some of them you'll know, some of you don't know. But we are going to get things started by going, where am I going? I'm going to Montana, 1971. And I know two people who own this album on vinyl. I am one of them. And my friend Chuck, my dear departed friend Chuck, is the other one. And the first song on the album sounds remarkably like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Oh,
That was Slade by request for Jimmy and Saugus. Jimmy, thank you for listening for so long and being so wonderfully knowledgeable in obscure classic rock. We are kindred spirits, my friend. So that was Slade, My Oh My, from 1984. Thank you, Phil, 1984. Before that, Mountain, Never in My Life, off of Twin Peaks from 74. Frantic started us off with Baby, off of the Conception album. Yes, Baby, off Conception, from 1970. And we started the show off, as always, with Ram Jam, Saturday Night. Yes, Saturday Night by Ram Jam, off of Portrait of the Artist as a Young Ram from 1978. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I'm very Flemish tonight. I apologize for that. This is the last episode of Classic Rock Mine, so I'm going to be playing all kinds of stuff that I've played before on the air, but you probably don't know because none of this has ever gotten airplay on commercial radio, except for Jimmy's request. For Slade, My Oh My, I am a huge Slade fan. They were huge in the UK for decades and decades and decades. They had two singles that made the charts in the US. So there you go. So everybody go out and research Slade and buy Slade albums and listen to Slade music. There you go. All right, we are next going back to 1966, the UK. This band, geez, they're on everybody's family tree. So many people came through this band. Led Zeppelin was born of this band, and right before that happened in 1966, this band sounded like this.
Time. Wake up, mom, let me in. I just gotta tell you about the shape I'm in. Cold winds blowing, it's freezing rain. My insides are shaking and I'm going insane. If you wonder where I've been, I've been out rambling on the road again. Got no money, I smell like sin. Won't promise you I won't do it again. Won't you let me in? Shape I'm in. Whoa, back again. Whoa, won't you let me in?
Uriah Heep with Bird of Prey off of Uriah Heep from 1970. Before that, Lucifer's Friend with Hobo off of Where the Groupies Killed the Blues from 1972, featuring John Lawton on vocals, who would end up playing with Uriah Heep. Before that, Fat with Shape I'm In off of Fat from 1970. Those guys were from Massachusetts. And we started that set off with The Yardbirds, Happenings 10 Years Time Ago from 1966. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour and a half. And that's it, because this is my last show for Classic Rock Mine. So you can all check out the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page. I will continue to post the best classic rock that you have never heard on the Facebook page. And Phil from the Dweezil Show has challenged me to create a podcast for Classic Rock Mine and to enslave him to do that. So I may take him up on that offer. In the meantime, we are going to keep the music going. We are going, you know where we're going? We are going to the 1970 Isle of Wight Festival. An estimated 600,000 people. That's some estimates. Some estimates said like 300,000. But still, a lot of people. More than five people. And one of the bands there contained a young guitarist by the name of Rory Gallagher. And his band in 1970 at the Isle of Wight Festival sounded remarkably like this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Stone the Crows from Scotland with Raining in Your Heart off of Stone the Crows from 1970. UFO with Come On Everybody off of UFO 1 from 1970. Agua Turbia from Chile gave us Rollin' and Tumblin' off of Agua Turbia from 1969. And we started that set off way back when with Taste live at the Isle of Wight from 1970 with Sinner Boy. The CD came out in 2015, but the concert was in 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have one more hour together, gang, and then Classic Rock Mine goes to bed. Well, it goes back to Facebook, where it's been for a long, long time. But we have one more hour of the greatest obscure classic rock that you have never heard, unless you're a regular listener of my show, in which case you may have heard some of it. So there you have it. It's all about non-commercial, great classic rock, stuff you will not hear on commercial radio, you will get on Classic Rock Mine and on the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page, he said. I'm all verklempt because it's the last show. All right, let's keep the music going. That was Stone the Crows, featuring the fabulous Maggie Bell on vocals, also featuring Les Harvey on guitar, the brother of Alex Harvey of the sensational Alex Harvey Band. Stone the Crows also featured James Dewar on bass and vocals, who went on to play with Robin Trower. So, you know, there's a couple of family trees there. That being said, let us hear something from the elder Harvey brother. I think Alex was older than Les, but I'm not sure. So here's some sensational Alex Harvey-ish stuff. Dig it and dig it deep.